Time now for part two of our special feature, and here's Tim again.
We continue the look at how Chatterbox is made every week. It's now 4:30, and the next set of volunteers arrive. They are the sound recordist, feature reader, and the news readers. They familiarise themselves with the script and check for any unusual words that may need a little practice in the pronunciation. We don't want too many outtakes.
As a reader, I prepare by reading through the article before recording. This allows me to check for place names, especially for Norfolk pronunciations. I sometimes change the punctuation slightly so that the article flows more and is adapted to be heard and not read.
The recording of that week's production takes place in the sound studio within the building.
Our sound recording studio is a slightly soundproofed space that is split into two. We've got a big window that the recorder sits behind and the readers sit the other side. They're gestured to with regards to their queuing in point, and they have their text with them, all the newspaper clippings that have been cut out. And as we record, we keep notes of all the tracks, and if there are any errors, we re-record as quickly as possible.
It usually takes between 1.5 to 2 hours, depending how long the stories, letters and features are. Once the audio is recorded, our team of copiers and checkers now arrive and get set up. They are supplied with two master memory sticks that have been prepared by the sound recordist of all the recordings made that day. One person starts making the copies on a multi-copier. It looks like a computer tower with lots of slots into which the blank memory sticks are fitted. There are between 10 and 15 sticks copied at a time on the two machines.
As duplicator, I wait for the recordings to be completed and edited. Once two master sticks have been produced, it is my job to copy them by loading the USB sticks into the copying machines in Peterson House. This process can be quite quick, but takes longer when Just Talk or Norfolk Magazine is also included.
Once copied, which takes less than a minute, they are passed over to the team of checkers. They quality check every memory stick to make sure that the day's recording has been copied correctly. Fortunately, they don't have to listen to the whole recording, just a few seconds worth, and they soon know with experience whether it has copied correctly. Any that haven't are rejected and handed back to the copier to record again. Those that have copied correctly are placed into the yellow envelopes, sealed up, and put into large mail sacks. Whilst these recordings are being made, the sound recordist or technician uploads the tracks to the internet, updates social media, and ensures we have a copy stored on a backup disk for future reference. It's now 8 p.m. All the memory sticks required for that day are complete, and the mail sacks are made ready for collection the following day by the Royal Mail for posting on to you, the listeners. There is just one final rush to clear up after the day's events and leave everything ready for the next team when they arrive the following week to start the process all over again. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's special feature about how Chatterbox is put together. But if not, never fear, normal service will be resumed next week.